जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावन चारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Krishna, 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 Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Guru De, Guru De, Guru De, Guru De, Jaya Jaya. Nitai Gaura Haribo, 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 Haribo. श्री हरिनाम संकीर्तन की ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय हरे कृष्णा टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 6 वर्स नंबर 15 तस्मिन् निर्मनुजे अरण्ये पिप्पलोपस्थ आश्रितः आत्मनात्मनात्मास्थम् यथा श्रुतमचिन्तयम् तस्मिन् निर्मनुजे अरण्ये पिप्पलोपस्थ आश्रितः ఆత్మనాత్మనాత్మస్తం యథాశ్రుతమచింతయం తస్మిన్ నిర్మనుజే అరణ్యే పిప్పలోపస్తం ఆశ్రితః ఆత్మనాత్మనాత్మస్తం యథాశ్రుతం అచింతయం తస్మిన్ నిర్మనుజే అరణ్యే ఆత్మనాత్మనాత్మస్తం యథాశ్రుతమచింతయం తస్మిన్ నిర్మనుజే అరణ్యే పిప్పలోపస్త ఆశ్రితః ఆత్మనాత్మనాత్మస్తం యథాశ్రుతమచింతయం తస్మిన్ నిర్మనుజే అరణ్యే విప్లోపస్త ఆశ్రితః ఆత్మనాత్మనమాత్మస్తం యథాశ్రుతమచింతయం. మాతశ్రీ, తస్మిన్ నిర్మనుజే అరణ్యే పిప్పలోపస్త ఆశ్రితః ఆత్మనాత్మనమాత్మస్తం వర్డ్ టు వర్డ్ మీనింగ్ తస్మిన్ ఇన్ దాట్ నిర్మనుజే విదౌట్ హ్యూమన్ హ్యాబిటేషన్ అరణ్యే ఇన్ ద ఫారెస్ట్ పిప్పలః బెనియన్ ట్రీ ఉపస్థే సిట్టింగ్ అండర్ ఇట్ ఆశ్రితః టేకింగ్ షెల్టర్ ఆఫ్ ఆత్మనః బై ఇంటెలిజెన్స్ ఆత్మానం ద సూపర్ సోల్ ఆత్మస్థం సిచ్యువేటెడ్ విదిన్ మై సెల్ఫ్ యథాశ్రుతం యాజ్ ఐ హ్యాడ్ హర్డ్ ఇట్ from the liberated souls achintayam thought over. Translation and purport: after that, under the shadow of a banyan tree in an uninhabited forest, I began to meditate upon the super soul situated within, using my intelligence as I had heard from liberated souls. One should not meditate according to one's personal whims. One should know perfectly well from the authoritative sources of scriptures through the transparent medium of a bona fide spiritual master and by proper use of one's trained intelligence for meditating upon the super soul dwelling within every living being. This consciousness is firmly developed by a devotee who has rendered loving service unto the Lord by carrying out the orders of the spiritual master. Sri Naradji contacted bona fide spiritual master, served them sincerely, and got enlightenment rightly. Thus he began to meditate. ఓం అజ్ఞానతిమిరంధస్య జ్ఞానాంజన శలాకయ చక్షురోన్మిలితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీ గురవే నమః. శ్రీచైతన్య మనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూప కదా మహ్యం దదాతి స్వపదాంతికం. వందేహం శ్రీగురో శ్రీయుత పదకమలం శ్రీగురూన్ వైష్ణవాంశ్చ శ్రీరూపం సాగ్రజాతం సహగణ రఘునాథాన్వితం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావదూతం పరిజన సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్యదేవం. శ్రీరాధా కృష్ణ పాదాన్
సహగణా లలితా శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితాంశ నమో విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణ పృష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామిన్ ఇతి నామినే నమస్తే సరస్వతీ దేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశ తారిణే హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధో దీనబంధో జగత్పతి గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమోస్తుతే తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి ఋషభానుసుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరిప్రియే వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ సింధుభ్యేవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర్ శ్రీవాసది గౌరభక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే
హరే కృష్ణ. ఫస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ఐ సీక్ బ్లెస్సింగ్స్ ఫ్రమ్ ఆల్ ద అసెంబ్ల్ డివోటీస్ సో దట్ ఐ కెన్ స్పీక్ ఫర్ ద గ్లోరిఫికేషన్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్ ఫర్ మై ప్యూరిఫికేషన్ and for your pleasure. Today's verse, from today's verse basically, so Narad Muni is starting his meditation. So in bhakti we understand that meditation has a different meaning. I mean, we directly see meditation as to Krishna, the personal form of Krishna. So today's class we will see that what is the difference between the transformation happened by Dhyana Yoga, I mean meditation, and transformation happened by Bhakti. So we will highlight before one very powerful point which Prabhupada writes in the purport. He writes that how to meditate, we should not do that whimsically. Just like once Prabhupada went to some yogi's school and everybody was meditating. And as soon as the meditation was over, the yogis told Prabhupada that, Swamiji, look how my students look very fresh. Prabhupada said, why not? That after 2 hours sleep, out, what do you expect? To be fresh only. So the proper understanding should be there that one should hear from the authoritative sources, from the scriptures, and to that transparent medium of spiritual master, one should develop his intelligence and how to apply that particular teaching into his life. Before going into meditation topic, we'll highlight this point by analyzing one episode which happened in Srimad Bhagavatam. We have seen that Bhrigu Muni, he has been appointed by some sages to find out who is the greatest among these three, Brahma, Vishnu and Mahesh. Because they might have heard, I mean, scriptures are there from the very beginning, but they appointed him that we just want evidence. So Bhrigu Muni was appointed. And he started taking. Now, if you want to taste anything, suppose if you want to find out who is the most powerful person, then how will you arrange the test to testify his strength, how much strength he has, right? So now here the point is we have to find out who is the most, who is the greatest person. So how will you find somebody is great? He should be humble, he should be forgiving, he's not expecting respects from others, but he respects everybody. That is the greatest person. This is the definition. So logically, Bhrigu Muni had perfect test. He has for three people. Now these three personalities are very respectful for all our sadhaka, because we are from Brahma, Madhva, Gaudiya, Shishya Parampara. So Brahmaji is our param main guru. Shivji is a Vaishnavanam, Yathashambhu is a very great personality. And Vishnu is our goal. So, just like Narad Muni is telling lessons from his past lives, so it is good actually to get lessons from things happened in this personality's life where they might have failed, but they teach us a very good lesson. So Bhrigu Muni first goes to his father. So Bhrigu Muni, like just we know that, you know, Jiva Tattva, Shiva Tattva and Vishnu Tattva, there is a difference, right? So he also logically started from Jiva Tattva. So find out how, who is how. So he goes to his father Brahmaji and he purposefully neglects to offer his obeisances to him. You know, just like he goes and he says, "Hi, Dad." So, you know, in Kali Yuga, you know, this is normal. But in that you have to pay obeisances to father, you know, and get blessings from him. So immediately, Brahmaji becomes very angry. In Kali Yuga, father will say, "Hi, son." You know, both hi, hi. So it's like he will think that he is respecting me by saying "Hi, Dad," right? But here Brahmaji, he becomes very angry that I am the leader and my son is following like this. So how my praja will behave? But he knows that now he is a Brahmana and he is a Vaishnava, so he controls his anger. So out of this war, what happens? He forgives him. But he expects respect, and he also doesn't offer respect to him. In the sense, he is the other living entity. So one thing happened, and then Bhrigu Muni goes to his brother, Lord Shiva. And as Bhrigu Muni is coming, Lord Shiva sees him, and he becomes very joyful. He says, "My brother, come, I want to give you embrace." And Bhrigu Muni says, "Stay away, you know, if I touch you, I will get contaminated." So here Lord Shiva becomes very angry. He takes out his trishul and starts running after Bhrigu Muni. But Parvati says, "Bhai hai, chod." He says, "But he is bhai hai." So because of Parvati, Lord Shiva gets pacified. So here also he basically doesn't qualify in the sense, according to Bhrigu Muni's testimony. Then Bhrigu Muni goes to Lord Vishnu, and then he directly kicks him on his chest. Now, just understand this. We have, all of us have superiors, right? And they give us projects. That this task should be done. But that doesn't mean that we forget our intelligence. So, testing who is the greatest, that's fine. Logically, it is, rational that the greatest person means now he will be most humble. Even somebody offends him physically. So first was neglect. Second was verbal offense. This is physical offense. So it is, logically right. But etiquette wise it's very offensive. Because what has happened? Lakshmiji became so angry on Bhrigu Muni that the whole Brahman community got cursed. She didn't give mercy to all Brahmanas. So the effect was received by the whole community. So whatever we do with great personality, we have to remember that, you know, although I have been ordered by superior personality, I have to use my intelligence. You know, in very early days, we would have a festival and a very big feast, so many items. And at that moment, Gaurang Prabhu was in kitchen. So he would see everything should be all right. So unless everything is perfect, he would not allow anybody to come in. And now on that day, it's a fasting day, so I thought, my acidity increased, so I thought, let me go ahead first, and I'll take prasad. And I went inside, and the halchal was going on, you know, ye lagao, wo lagao. When Prabhuji ready everything, so I was very new. He said, "Aya, ha, theek hai, ye kaam kar tu, stand on the gate, और किसको भी आने नहीं देने का, ओनली ब्रह्मचारी शुड कम. बोला आई केम टू टेक प्रसाद, इफ आई स्टैंड देयर आई हैव टू वेट मोर हाफ एन आवर. बोला प्रभु जी एसिडिटी बढ़ रहा है, तो बोला 5 मिनट खड़ा रहे, आई विल सेंड समवन, यू स्टैंड देयर, नो वन
only brahmachari should come. So I reluctantly stood there, and who first person came? So Krishna Prabhu came. So I was very new. So like Bhrigu Muni, I said, Prabhuji, only brahmacharis are invited. But the most unfortunate thing was, behind him was Govind Prabhu. So he said, Krishna Prabhu ko roke kya tu? But I said, main nahi rok raha hu. He said, order from Gauranga Prabhu. So this shouting, I mean, this was going on. So Gauranga Prabhu came. Mala kya ho gaya? So mala, Prabhuji, aapne bola brahmachari ko devna. Main se bola Prabhuji nahi aaya. Bola, are, you should understand, he is a grahastha brahmachari. Okay, okay, you, tumko bhook laga hai, you go in. Chalo, baith jao, prasad lene chalo. So I take opportunity to seek forgiveness from Prabhuji. Please forgive me. As a Bhrigu Muni, I didn't use my intelligence at that moment. That, you know, there are rules, but we have to understand things, how to... As gradually we understand how to implement and see that things are done without offending anybody. So this is very important. Bhrigu Muni, what he did was very crucial. Because he did this activity, people, two things happened, that the whole community got affected. And secondly, the rest of the whole, I mean, Kali Yuga people got an evidence that now we can do that. We can challenge Lord. So all scientists are followers of Bhrigu Muni. They are challenging Lord. Whatever he does, we can, let us try. We can do it more refined. And that's why they are offending Lord and going more away from the Lord. So this is what the leader's position is, that he has to be very careful. Sadhaka may learn by experience, but as one becomes leader, he should be very, very, just like yesterday Gauranga Prabhu said, that we as a leader, we have to be very, or manager, he has to be very careful that compassion and it should be there as a background while doing any activity. What to speak of here, some superior telling you that do this, offend, you know, like test, you have to do that. Even Vishnu, if Vishnu tells you that offend someone, kill someone, then still we should use our intelligence that, is he serious or is he testing me? In first canto, when Ashwatthama kills all the five sons of Pandavas, Arjuna takes vow that I will bring his head, and Draupadi will stand on his head and take bath. You know, sort of, he becomes angry. And as soon as he catches him, he binds him like an animal. Krishna says, kill him now. He says, no, he's a Brahmana. So when I kill him, he is Atatai. So there, Lord Vishnu is saying to Arjuna, what is he saying? Forget about superior, direct Krishna is saying. Still, Arjuna says no. Because he understands what is the heart of Krishna. Harer Hardam Athasina, he says. So he removes the jewel from his head and he shaves him half. I mean, head and the mustache. So that is the killing for Brahma Bandhu. You can't kill the body of a Brahmana. This is how we understand that at very crucial moment, advanced devotee understands what exactly is expected from me. If we see Yudhishthira Maharaj was also being tested. Krishna said, then go to Dronacharya and tell him that Ashwatthama is dead. He says, but he is not dead. I am such, how can I say lie? So Arjuna said, Krishna says to Bhima, you kill this elephant. His name Ashwatthama. So Bhima kills Ashwatthama, elephant. Now Ashwatthama is dead. Tell him. So Yudhishthira goes there and he says, yes, Ashwatthama is dead. But he softly says, Narova Kunjarova. I don't know if the man or a elephant. The moment he says that, his chariot, which was now 2 inches above the earth, it crashes on the ground. Because here Yudhishthir Maharaj is thinking that the material jewel he is carrying to have a become satyavan, I mean only speaking truths all the time, is more important than following the instruction of Krishna. And that's why what happened? He failed to understand the heart of Krishna. That's why Bhagavad Gita, in Bhagavad Gita Krishna says, among Pandavas I am Arjuna, not Yudhishthir. So anyway, so the point what I'm making is, we have to come to that stage where we should be in harmony, in congruence with the order. What is expected exactly? Even Arjuna was tested for the jewel, because all of us have some skill, God-given skill, and we think that this is my identity, this is my astitva. You know, I will never ever exchange anything for this, even whatever order comes. So such thing was there in Arjuna. He is a follower of Kshatriya Dharma. So Krishna tested him. So first thing is, in Bhagavad Gita it says that kasam bhishma maham sankhe drudam cha mahatu sudana ishubhi prati yosyami puja har ari sudana. So Arjuna says that, are bhishma and drona are like my father. You know, guru, how can I kill them? Krishna says, kill them, otherwise I will kill. So Krishna takes a wheel and about to kill Bhishma Dev. So then Arjuna says, no. How can I allow you to break your vow? I will kill him. He kills Bhishma Dev. Second time, when there was a fight between Karna and Arjuna, last fight, and Karna's chariot gets stuck. So Karna immediately says, Arjuna, stop. Let me take out my chariot, then we'll fight. So Arjuna is a follower of Kshatriya Dharma. He sets back his Gandiva. Krishna says, shoot. So yes, I will shoot. Let him do that. But shoot now. So yes, let him come out on the stage. Shoot now. So Arjuna says, "Are, how can I shoot this? How can I shoot this man who is unarmed?" Then Krishna incites him. He says, "Are, you are talking about Kshatriya Dharma? Are, Karna is the person who has insulted your wife, who has killed your son Abhimanyu." And then Arjuna shoots an arrow and Karna's head fell. So the point was, here Yudhishthira didn't do that. He did it, but he wanted to find a loophole. But Arjuna passed the test. He said, okay, to hell with my Kshatriya Dharma now. Krishna is doing that. Krishna is saying that I have to do that. So similarly, in our life, there are many incidents, many things, many orders will come in our life where we have to find out which one is transient and which one is permanent. And accordingly, we have to take a decision. Now we'll come to meditation part. We have many examples which are given in Srimad Bhagavatam and even NOD. Like in Srimad Bhagavatam, one very powerful example is given that Prabhupada writes that a butterfly carries a worm, and what he does, he damps him into one cocoon. And this worm keeps on thinking, meditating on, a butterfly will come, butterfly will come. And eventually that insect becomes butterfly by just meditation. This is a so powerful form of meditation. We will see this, how the transformation happened from this bee or insect to butterfly. Similarly, sadhaka also refines, you know. Then we'll see a life of a Vishwamitra. He's a Kaushik name, king named Kaushik, who was living happily, very religious. But he happened to come to Vasishtha's ashram and he sees that, oh, there is one cow who is providing everything. And I'm a king, how can I
how can I not have something which is the greatest, isn't it? So that lobha comes in. So he's a sadhaka, happy, but when he sees something superior, what happens? Lobha. Why don't I have it? So there happens a fight, and then he is defeated. Then he says, oh, Brahmana is greater than Kshatriya. Let me become Brahmana. Then he does austerities. And eventually, then Indra sees that he is doing so much austerity that now I have to find. So he sends Menaka, and a Kama comes. And then again he fails. He marries and loses time. And then again he says, no, I have to again do that austerity. He does. So in between he becomes Raja Rishi. Severe austerities. Again Indra sends Ramba. Then Krodha comes. He kills her basically, curses her. Again till the time he becomes Maharshi, does austerities. Then comes Trishanku. He says, "Arey, Vasishtha denied me my request that I want to go to Swarga in this same body." He says, "Arey, why Vasishtha rejected? I will send you." That is pride, mother. He uses all his power to send him to Swarga. Neither Trishanku becomes happy, neither he. Because he loses his power, Trishanku gets stuck upside down. Again he starts doing austerities. And then by the time he becomes Brahmarishi, he challenges Vasishtha. So that is Matsarya. He was constantly meditating on how I can defeat Vasishtha. And then Vasishtha thrashes this moha, that the infatuation for power. Everybody, this Kaushik was thinking that if I get power, then I will be happy. Nobody should be greater than me. So just like this Kaushik, he did all different, very difficult types of austerities, that is meditation, to get happiness. He didn't become successful. Now, in our, when we were young, whenever we have seen movies also, one hero, there are two types of heroes. One says that if enemy is inside home, he says, "Bahar nikal, main tumko dekhta hun." First, what he says? "Tum bahar aa, main tumko dekhta hun." Because he doesn't know how inside so many people will be there. So that is like meditation of Kaushik. He says he's doing austerity, this is Bahara. So lobha, kama, and then he beats them. But now Vishwamitra, when he understands that, I have to be steady now, then later he goes to our Dasharatha Maharaj. He says, "No, I can't kill this Rakshasas. You send your two boys." And then Lord Ram and Lord Lakshman, they are 12-year boys. And they are walking behind their guru, Vishwamitra. And Vishwamitra, and they are asking, "Which is this river? What is the origin? What is this place called?" So, now Vishwamitra is doing very simple job. Krishna Katha. Service to Lord, telling about the history of the world. And 12-year boy will always want to hear stories, right? So, Lord Ram becomes very happy. And the transformation happens of now Vishwamitra, that he becomes happy. So the second hero is a superhero is what? All time, ghar mein ghuske marunga main. So bhakti is Navavidha bhakti means doing Harinam, Shravana Kirtan, get Krishna within your heart. We can't beat this anarthas. But let Krishna go inside and Krishna will ghar mein jaake marenge, then he will throw everybody out. He did so much austerities and not happiness and little service. And next day when Vishwamitra wakes up in a Brahma Murta, what he gets? An unprecedented, unimaginable scene. Lord Rama and Lord Lakshman, they are sleeping. This is only possible this is only possible for Kaushalya and Yashoda. Nobody No devotee has this opportunity to see Lord sleeping. And of course, our pujari maybe. But by just seeing this boy sleeping, our very old Vishwamitra having beard, he gets premanjana surita bhakti vilochanena. And then he speaks this very powerful, very famous shloka. He says, Kaushalya suprajarama purva sandhya pravartate uttishta nara shardulya kartavyam daiva mahanikam. So he said, my dear Kaushalya putra, supraja means the greatest, I mean the foremost of Kaushalya's son, you get up, uttishta. So Lord Ram says, why are you waking me up? I don't have any work. Let me sleep. So he says, purva sandhya pravartate. Purva, in east, light has already touched darkness. That means it is a dawn time that where everyone gets up. Now what will I do? Natasya karyam karanam cha vidyate. I have nothing to do. Everything, whatever I want, is done automatically. Jnana bala kriya cha. So, all Acharya generally gives that, he says, get up and do your daily duty, daiva mahanikam, daily duty. But here Vaishnava Acharya says that actually Vishwamitra says that you might have, you have no work, but now you have taken kartavya. What? You have promised devatas that you will help them to kill rakshasas. That is your kartavyam. For that you have to get up, because now you have to kill Marich and Subhav. So this is the difference between the transformation happened by meditation and transformation happens through bhakti yoga, where we can do this purification very easily if we have a tremendous determination like Vishwamitra. There are many other stories, like, you know, one Brahmana, in Anodi it is said that he is a poor Brahmana, but he wants to offer sweet rice to Krishna. So he just goes in meditation and buys rice, milk and sugar and ghee and starts preparing, and before offering to the Lord, he says that let me see how hot it is. And as soon as he puts his finger, it burns and his meditation breaks. But he sees that nothing is there, but his finger is red. And suddenly, Lord Vishnu sends him the Vimana, and he goes to Vaikuntha. This is the power of meditation. One very instructive story is there, how sadhaka should be, what actually meditation is, the definition, we can see that in the arrow maker story. We know that the story comes that an arrow maker is sitting just beside the road and is completely absorbed, meditating on how to make this arrow perfect, straight. And the whole king and his entourage goes by. But he doesn't realize what is happening. Because his thinking, feeling and willing is one, in congruence, in harmony. Just like our Bhishma Dev, when he wants to depart, he says, now everything is over. Now I don't have to do anything. Now let my thinking, feeling and willing be on Krishna. So that is actually meditation. You don't have to do all sorts of austerities, like not eating or not drinking and sitting in a fire or in the ice. This kind of meditation is like calling our anarthas out. They may not come. I mean, or may come in very unwanted place, time. So, this, what is thinking? We do everybody has a goal. We have a common goal. We say, Vilas Kunje Diyo Vas. You know, every day we chant Vilas Kunje. We want to go to Vrindavan, where we want to serve Krishna. But that is the thought. But what is the feeling behind? You know, how, in which mood we should do that? That's very important. Because just see, every day we chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra for hours, the words are there, you know, chanting, or action is also there. But the experience is not there. Right? So the mood, we see, the most important mood in for taking this meditation very seriously is like Ajamila. Ajamil, when he sees that a moment before I was about to be thrown in hell, hellish conditions, and now I am free. Such a great opportunity. So he says, so the similar verses are there when Ajamil says, Yatha, Yathendriya Anilaha. But I personally think the Avanti Brahmana's shloka, it's a similar position. Avanti Brahmana says ki, he powerfully says, Yatha kala vasheshena socha angam atmanaha apramatto akhila swartha yadisya siddha atmani. So this mostly apply more to Ajamil than in our situation. He says, see, what is the opportunity given to me as a gift. So now whatever time, yatha kala vasheshena, whatever time from now is remaining in my life, what I'll do? Apramatto akhila swarthe. I'll not be confused that now, is there anything unturned? No, only bhakti. Because Narayan name saved me, so there is no confusion. Apramatto akhila swarthe. I will use my whole existence to achieve that one goal, Vishnu. Yadisya siddha atmani. No, in that particular journey, I may die. So that should be the mood. That is thinking, feeling. Nowadays, we know that if you open a YouTube or anything, we have so many inspirational speakers, right? You know, do it! Take out potential from your... from your heart. You can do it. You can beat. You know? And then people will say, yes, yes, I will do. Tomorrow, from tomorrow, I will do this. So from tomorrow, why not from today? No, today I will sleep. Because that inspiration lasts very short time. It dies when it comes to willing, actions. So there are many inspirational videos, but hardly anybody has, I mean, out of millions, 2-3 people might have got success in particularly taking out that potential from their heart. You know, because everybody fails in the action, willing. How much you are ready to act. I remember when I came first time to this ashram, 2006. So, I came in the evening and then, okay, first class. Now, so I was last full-time VTA. Full-time VTA means no job. So, three of us were Mukund Mala, Rasish Kacharya Prabhu and myself. And others were for job wale, VTA. So, I said, okay, now only bhakti. And then I ate and slept, dreaming that oh, bhakti will be very nice. I mean, the whole time bhakti now. So I never know that we have challenges. And Krishna puts exact same challenge in everybody. I mean, we will share some experiences. So morning I got two prasadam, and after lunch, we three of us were sitting in our VT room. So Sita Nambaru came. Kone avo full time. So we have to go to book distribution in local trains. Book distribution? But I never came for, I never thought that this will be my task. You know, this was the last thing I thought. Ki bhakti, in ashram, I will do book distribution. So, but I heard that it never say no to service. You know, just, so my heart was saying no, but I was saying yes, okay. So reluctantly we went. Now, I thought this is one day, but he said every day you have to come 2 o'clock and take back. So, the whole expectation, you know, I will do willing. The action, I never wanted to do this. So few people may like it. They may have some another service. Like Braj Bihari Prabhu was very happy. But when he was given the, what is that, our washing plates, is that ye nahi karunga main. Because he had that challenge and I had book distribution challenge. So, the point what I'm making is, even whatever we want, I'm just saying this, this was there. So, our point is that just like, why I'm saying this, yesterday Gaurang Prabhu gave such a beautiful class on the Radha Tattva, you know, that how this is sadhaka like us, even Radharani, he just said that she was, frustrated in the sense of how long I am going to listen from my in-laws about, you know, chastity. Is enough now. I am going to end it. And then Krishna says, oh, I have to do something. And then he faints. So the point what I'm making is then Yashoda have to personally request Radharani, no, you can do it. And she says, now this is public now. So, you know, book distribution is public. Somebody doesn't want to do, or whatever you, just like our Vallabh Chaitanya Prabhu, he joined ashram. He was telling that, oh, here there are so many classes. Bhagavatam class, Brahmachari class, evening class. So I will join and hear classes. So he joined, and next day, he was being told, Madan Gopal Prabhu is preaching in Ratnagiri, he needs assistant. So Vallabh Chaitanya wanted to live in Bombay. Within 1 month, he was transferred to Ratnagiri from 20 years, he didn't come here. Can you imagine? So this is how the things happened. Krishna tests exactly what you'd never want to undergo that test. So, but if we, now Radharani says, okay. So Yashoda says, you have to do it because Krishna is fainted. So to bring Krishna, you have to do that. So when our why is clear, why I have to do this, then how to do it becomes easy. So whatever we want to do, so I eventually did that. Then next day, within 2-3 days, Sri Chaitanya Prabhu came and he again sent a bomb. He said, now 3 of you have to go to Nasik for bus party. So now I have another problem is motion sickness. So bus problem, I never travel by bus. He said, Prabhuji, I cannot do that. So he said, you go. Nahi jama to train se wapas aa jao Nasik. But you have to go. So the point is, it goes and goes. So like Radharani acted, because 1,000 holds bucket and you have to bring water, right? It's a test. But if you do it, I have to do it for Krishna, what happens? The result becomes glorious. Just like our Srila Prabhupada was in 26th Avenue, the devotee thought, Swamiji will live with us forever now. First class, chanting, class, prasad, everything. And suddenly Prabhupada said, I am going to San Francisco. So everybody was shocked. Are, why you are going? Everything is perfect now. Right? This is how the life works. But now, because Prabhupada went to San Francisco and everywhere in the world, our Vartaman Acharyas also did so many powerful projects, right? So the things what I'm saying, that the entire meditation should be that our thinking, feeling and willing should be in congruence. It should not stop at any stage. And for that, we have to regularly hear from Srimad Bhagavatam and how there are people who have gone through unimaginable tests because of their caliber, and we are nowhere. If you are put in the conditions like Pandavas, we will never do bhakti. So Krishna is merciful that he doesn't put us into such kind of a great test. Lastly, our Avanti Brahmana, he is also the same person like Ajamila, who gets experiential knowledge that he was beaten by the same people whom he loved, And then he understands that exactly. Now I have to make best use of my human form of life. And then he says, now my meditation should be etamsa asthaya paratmanishtha adhyasitam purvatamer maharshibhi aham tarishyami durantaparam. He says, now because these great acharyas have followed this path, I will follow them and I will try my level best. The Gajamil said, now let me go to Haridwar. I will not stay in my home place. And I will completely dedicate, meditate for my Akhila Swartha. So we are petty Swarthas. We should not be very much interested. You know, that any post, position, sort of gratification. But the Akhila Swartha is to get permanently attached to Krishna with service, whatever we swabhav we have. So for that, we have to focus. Meditation is why. Why, if our why is clear, why I am doing it, then how I am going to do that, it becomes easier. So I'll stop here. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Nitai Gaur Premanande. Thank you very much. Okay, one question.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.